Okay, this is the Wednesday session, the first session at 9, and the title is Will is Compile, Creative Language App Usage.
Check this.
Okay, welcome. So the idea is to collect examples of completely useless code today. So I also expect your contributions. I have some examples, there's more examples, and maybe you have more ideas. It's about language, basically about the language and the language specification. So we're not talking about JVM or bytecode or performance, whatever. It's about the Java language. And I selected some examples to warm up. This is actually one of the my favorite from the. Do you know? Can you read that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's Java course? Do you know? Maybe you know the book? You all know the book? The Java Puzzlers book?
Yes.
Yeah. Who knows the Java Puzzlers book? Okay, so this is easy, obviously. You know? I really like that. I mean, if you present that to somebody who is not aware about what's going on here, that's really nice. The other thing was, back at the time when I started reading Heinz newsletters, this was when I got really addicted to Heinz newsletter. Heinz, you remember this? Remember that? Which was your
57. It was a joke, you realize.
You want to tell us something about it?
Well, I was teaching a course in Frankfurt, and this one guy he says new considered harmful. Basically, tries never to use new. And he said, I can actually write basic code in Java. I said, I'd be serious. Sure. So he did this basic bubble sort using something which looks very much like basic. Sorry, back in a moment.
And that little frame around it, this is, well, it's actually down there. So what he's doing here is the go-to statement basically is throw exceptions, and this is how to drive the loop here. Whenever there's a go-to exception, it loops here, and the jump variable actually they go to the jump target to the jump variable. Mm-hmm. This is not.
This is probably the most useful feature of an IDE, changing the font size, and it's always hidden.
Yeah, there's a plugin for Eclipse to just increase the font size.
It's not something the average developer will use every day.
And Windows is just control and
often use it.
Just try.
Well, that was
I know how to do it when you say
Windows pieces.
Control plus. Sometimes
control is like control on a Unix, and that command is
Heinz created a base class at that time that does the basic loop, the basic logic, like the jump, which is the current position, and the goto is basically throw the goto exception and force at the line to the target. This is how you can drive the
see how you can drive the loop here. Interesting thing is, I know one web framework named Rife. We use this approach in order to implement continuations.
Okay.
They just throw exceptions to jump to a completely different place in the code, just to make.
And how do they continue? With the search statements?
I can't remember exactly. I just remember that they use this exceptions rings all the time in order to do the continuation stuff. And the interesting fact was that they also used another trick which Heinz presented once in his newsletters, namely how to throw fast exception. So they override, in fact, basically they override the fill in factor method with an empty, or make it empty, let's say, but then you can.
Why does it make space fast? Does anybody know about, I think, Chitin? And Python also has the concept of continuation. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know whether this is supported on the JVM? The Chitin?
I use Chitin because I had to do some performance tests, but I don't know really well. Just to use.
Did you use Yield?
Yeah. So Yield is also basically implemented underneath exception logic.
Okay.
I just knew because yesterday or so there was just one article on Hacker News featured exactly this how you could implement continuations or coroutines in C, and they had Python as an example, and they showed up how this is implemented underneath.
Okay.
Now that you mentioned Yield, I know that Lomb.pg also provides a Yield mechanic. I don't know if they probably use an exception trick to do the same thing.
Yeah. Is anybody doing some notes, by the way? Just some. I put it to the wiki, but maybe somebody's taking just some notes and collecting the links you just gave me. Mm-hmm. I think the interesting part with the JVM, probably bailout is easy, like throw an exception, but coming back and having the stack state again is probably the tricky part. Oh, we can check out the afternoon how it's done with Chitin. Okay, what do you think? How many plus signs can be set in a row in a Java language?
How many?
How many plus signs?
Why?
I'm not sure.
Most like pre-increment, and plus.
So if you're going to plus the.
And then you put another variable, and you can just put four.
I think you can do it like this. Mm-hmm. It works. And also, what works is the one below.
I was thinking of the top one, yeah. That's
The one below is also below?
It's just they're redundant. You can go as many as you want.
Yeah, you can just put as many as you want. The only, this is a white space here, actually. These are white spaces. White spaces are important. You can't squeeze them together. And it's also here. And you can also alternate it, like plus, minus, plus, minus, plus, minus. Mm-hmm. It's getting more interesting. So the question is, what is the result, right?
No question. About the example below?
Yeah.
Would it also work if it was post increment?
No, I don't. The post increment is not possible because it only applies to a variable. If you add more than the previous part is already expressions, not a plain variable. The post increment does not work on expressions, it only works on plain variables.
So what you're saying is that it's possible to implement brain fuck to use an internal DSL in Java?
Mm-hmm. Right, something like that, yeah, definitely. I told you,
it's not about Jacob's
I told you, it's not about useful code at all.
Can you make it bigger?
But if you left the sign, do not do this at home. So you can do that at work.
So we can
always, you know.
Just make a point because otherwise you're going to have to do this so you can see the same thing.
Ah, okay.
Shall we move mic to the team or something? Because it's
okay.
And then, boom.
Okay. It's already here.
Yeah. Make it normally when you do it, things it's high rate, right? So you need to have like
that's yeah.
Yeah.
page full screen, double click on it.
What would be the result here? X equals 20, S equals X plus plus, so it's now 20 plus, but actually after that should be 21, plus, so plus 22, so it should be 20 plus 21 plus 22.
This increments. So I think the first important point here to note is that there's a strict evaluation order in the
Java, which is left to right.
This is important.
But there are different priorities of the different operators as well.
Of course.
Yeah, the unary is by higher. But the plus plus on the first X is a closed increment, so the results
of the expression. Minus one. This is a nice way to make the linearity of codes instead of having comments.
You notice nice ASCII art in the comment, which is really important to do it in the header. The article about it's called object-oriented programming.
Object-oriented programming.
It's a nice article on the internet. I figure out the link, and it's about all these bad programming practices. Mm-hmm. And this guy is really introducing it like best practice. This is really fun. And one of the things he's defining a module. I think a module consists of it always has to start with ASCII art. With some lines on top of it, with the history, with all the authors, all the comments, all the bugs which have been fixed in, more ASCII art, and afterwards the code starts. And this is not limited to comments. It's very important to note. You can do ASCII art within the code. This is a completely underestimated feature. I have some examples here for you. Which of them actually work?
Well,
yeah,
the first one
is okay.
The
second one as well. The last one should work.
That's
sure.
It's just a snippet. It's not a
code. The third last should also work.
XOR. I just figured it out very recently. Because I used the exclamation mark, but this does not work. It's only works for Boolean.
What the underscore on the first one?
That's just a variable.
With a Scala, you can do really beautiful ASCII art that is really intelligent. But in JDK 8, that underscore is going to be special. So if you're already using underscore as a variable name, you're in trouble.
But you can use it by itself as a variable name, can you?
Yeah, you can do that in JDK 7 and previous, but in JDK 8, that thing would now have a special meaning.
What does it mean?
No, it doesn't get a meaning,
it just gets a warning from the compiler. Mm-hmm. To tell you it may get a special meaning later on, so you're better off checking off of using single underscore variable names.
Exactly.
But they've owned to the same things, underscores and Scala guys did.
So we just use two underscores.
expect it to be something very clever, or you can use an M or an EN,
that's also special characters. That's more fun.
What are the possible types of the underscore?
The EN, that's like spaces with the actual characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't see them.
And is it, you can use it as an...
I think so. Why not?
Yes. Do you know the
There should be control. You have to look at your alt. I think alt space. I can't do it.
Okay, something like that.
Space. I don't know. Quite fun to try that out. Try it out. Just go to the survey with Eclipse and make variable names saying, int. I think it's alt space equals one. Semicolon.
Yeah, alt space doesn't work here because.
I bet the JavaScript compiler has a specific character set for what's allowed in an identifier. I would think that the language has a very specific character set. No, actually not. It's got very few which are not excluded, which you can't have.
Yeah.
It can't start with the digit, but besides that, you can take any character, any one of the 1 million characters, Chinese, German,
you just have to tell the compiler.
English,
you're using really unique code.
And I'll say system of print line and alt space.
I can do maybe this one, but because I throw it at maybe encoding, so maybe you have to do it in VI, like control H to get a variable name. You can have a backspace code as a variable name.
Or just inside your variable name, so like full.
Too bad as well, but you can just have it by itself.
Q is asking, okay, too bad. We have to change the encoding.
UTF-8.
Yeah, change the encoding to
UTF-8. No, encoding is not fun.
this is when you want to make sure no one can ever take over your job.
Which makes me wonder, in the case of Findbox, there are only two bug warnings that are related to encoding.
Really?
There are only two.
That's funny.
In the latest one.
But what's the difference, Sven, between using M or Java as a variable name?
It is actually in character, but it's probably not valid. But it could be Eclipse compiler. Maybe Java C. Java C, be really sure. I was trying to. And then basically that's the rules how we organize such projects, because this has to contribute. They just share the secrets.
You say basically every format with the source class doesn't compile anymore because you need four variables.
Yeah.
Which variable? They're all invisible, come on.
people tend to do those things. People tend to write, if you get a special terms in German for special customer things, people start to write those things with class names or package names or something else.
Yeah.
And you got those special German umlauts. Somebody put some configuration data and had this umlaut thing in there. And it ended up not in a Java package, but in the directory name. And we got from Subversion to Mercurial. Talk about having fun with encoding. It probably took us a day to figure out how to rewrite that, that we in the end got encoding back.
I'm sure that we all agree that this is really, really bad.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We had similar problems on Protodile was a couple of years ago where they used Danes letters in classmates.
Yeah.
And then the thing had to go through a process to become web start enabled. So there was a packaging process, and in that packaging process there was some misalignment with the encoding.
Yeah.
So these Danes letters, they would become something else and it didn't work.
Or take French Windows machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the biggest.
Yeah.
What took me a long time talking about newsletters is I sent one out by a friend of mine who wrote a long newsletter on Unicode characters, and the problem is sending the thing out because you send it out and the person gets like question mark. What's this about? So I had to then. Make screenshots of the embedded images so that you could actually even read it. I knew that the moment he sent me, I said, this is going to be a disaster. It really was absolutely horrible.
Why?
Oh.
If O, make a sound. Semicolon.
But O was to be here, right? For us, please?
Yes. Yes, O has to be, yeah, you have to define some variables to do a nice painting. Do you think create a base class for your classes? To do a nice ASCII for them. ASCII base class for all your classes.
Yes.
Okay, maybe a good practice.
She's including the language.
Is a framework available? I don't know.
That should be part of the JDK. Come on.
Well, you can bet that there is none after this conference. Everyone.
Bell character also works, I think.
Yeah, I will try. Finally, in these Java specifications, they have bell characters. I will pick up some funny characters.
So just in case the spec says it should accept that character, and we should file it back against Java C.
Okay, yeah.
You can just open the Unicode table and just pick up some, you know, strange characters.
Yeah,
errors.
So then musical the text user just pump the Unicode table to Java C.
I used to work for a Japanese company for many years, Fujitsu, and they used a lot the Japanese character kanji. Hiragana, katagana, all for local variables, local names, all of them.
Yeah. How could you work for that
project? Yeah. So the Java compiler is doing a pretty good job.
What sort of performance does the compiler find out that this is a static?
I think this one will compile to nothing, right?
This one, 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 this
Can
you put an exception
at the end? Yeah, so the bottle was empty in the end. We'll hotspot
but it will just do it again. There's nothing semicolon. He will keep doing it.
So how many traits will the
computer need
to figure out that everything on there is doing nothing?
We can compile. We can combine that.
Yeah, you put label.
Ah,
I think
we do it this way.
You know, I was
doing nothing.
We do wicked man.
Continue
and we break. Yes, HTTP. Awesome.
That's it.
Yes.
No, you don't want to break HTTP.
No.
It's already broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it before.
But then, it must be before.
It can't be after.
That is completely disgusting. That is terrible. You know, I was teaching Mansi and his cousins, my nephews, a little bit of Java. And at one point I said, you know, this is an infinite loop. It's going to take forever. And they're like, wow, that's so cool, man. That's so
cool. Show us more.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that going to be a comment to HTTP? Oh, cause, okay, that's right. Okay. Got you, sorry. Too funny.
Could you put an exclamation mark in one of the fours in the second between the two semicolons?
In between?
Yeah.
You need to get something there.
No.
Yeah.
Negate four or something.
Yeah.
You need expression. Something like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Like HTTP. That's so funny. So what happens is when you say break, it jumps out.
If you underscore the boolean, you put it there.
Jumps out.
You could use the underscore.
Okay.
The same words.
No, you can put it over there. Like on those.
Oh, yeah, like this. The subsynapses.
And now, at the terrorist return before the call.
Label also works as making a football.
Oh, no, sorry, after Vimeo. You have a very nice smiley there in your...
And you can also continue HTTP. Don't break it.
No, then you can book it too.
Yes.
No, we don't want that to break it.
We're good. Okay,
okay, this is like the perfect thing if you get invited to do like some coding for a job interview. You know, like, do you know Java? a bit like JavaScript, you know, but you know, we write this code in there.
Mark, can you just try to continue celebrate? We can't figure out if we work or not.
There'll be infinite loop because it's going to take the next step.
Is also going to be
no.
It'll
work, but it won't exit.
Okay, we can try to manage.
So what you're saying is, if that case continues, I go to.
Yes.
Go to the beginning of the loop again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not terminated.
What you can do, so after the HTTP, make a new line and put open curly brace. And then after the for loop, another closed curly brace. Okay, take the O away, you know what the O is. And then at the end, then you can say continue.
No, it doesn't compile anymore. I think
also break them up.
Because
we don't
see the
HTTP outside
the scope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. You can even break.
But it's very fine
that
it's
breaking. No, break works.
No, simply to confirm. I mean, just like, again,
If you continue, go to the next iteration of the loop. That's what continue does.
No, but you didn't have
any value to be used.
Break does to it.
No,
it just goes back and restarts
the first loop.
It restarts the loops.
I'm running it here and it's terminating. Maybe if you comment on all other stuff in there, then it'll terminate.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not getting stuck.
No, we are here.
Is it false? What?
That's supposed to be false.
Comment out.
Okay, that no one knows.
Okay, now it terminates.
Okay, now we continue.
Why?
While is supposed to be always false, so while false should do nothing.
Yes.
Always false, right?
Always.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, I don't know
why
just.
Can you
maximize that by any chance?
Always C2?
Yeah. So you have always negations on either up, which is my favorite.
Yeah, probably.
There were examples. I think you have prepared some examples.
Okay.
This was for warming up.
Okay.
Just
over to you.
Basically, through a bytecode, we will actually put those invisible variables in.
Now,
Now you can't compile in the first place if you don't have the variables. But if you do,
no, you replace the variables in the bytecode for something like you said, this EM and stuff.
Well, you don't need to do that. You can just compile it. It works. It does work. What you can do is you can use the actual Unicode characters. I'm not sure how to get on the keyboard, but it does work for quite a few characters. It shouldn't actually work. I mean, backspace works in a very well known.
Okay. No, here we go.
But I covered that. If you type the code to the screen, to the console, you'll see half the stuff is gone.
So basically, I just
can you make it
font, bigger? Please? Font 36. Font 36.
Okay. I did not install the protein.
This is precisely why IntelliJ IDEA is adding a presentation base for the next version. Just click a button and everything goes big.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a plugin for that.
You can install the plugin for that.
Yeah, make it like.
You can try.
You can try.
Can you make it?
Oh, yeah.
Make it like 20.
Try 30 something. Or
30 now.
60 something.
Yeah. No, 60 now. 20. No, 24. Just make it 24.
36. Make it nice. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
That's
perfect. Okay, so I just have some simple examples you might probably already know this, but my examples are not only about language feature abuse, but also a little bit of library abuse.
Is it possible in Eclipse to maximize that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, for example, maybe you all read Heinz's newsletter, which introduced or which demonstrated the use of instance initializer blocks like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can. Yeah, true. Good. I will switch to the next example quickly. So, this can be used to actually inline some initialization. Okay, beautiful.
You know when you show the map initialized to some people, they just scream with me.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing which I quite often use, but I don't see that much use in other things, is for a small example, I like to put my classes on top of and Bootstrap class or something like that, just to have one file that I can pass around as an example, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a website where regularly some Java examples and just start and use them because it's easy for them to just copy and run the
one
file. Okay. And another thing. Do you know what function currying is?
Yeah.
Pardon? Function?
Currying. Currying. So if you partial applied function. For example, you have a function that takes two arguments and you invoke the function first with just one argument and actually this is not the actual real invocation yet. And then you have some kind of handle to this partial applied function, and then you apply the last or second argument.
You lost me, do you know?
Actually, some people argue that this is only possible with Java 8, but actually it's already possible with Java 7. You use math handle, for example.
Okay.
Just as a quick example, here some method, as you can see, which summarizes just to or adds just to parameters. And receives two ints and returns an int, and class is creating an example. And here I use the method handles facilities to look up this handle to this method.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a method name is sum, and here I say to look up via the return type int and two parameters ints.
Mm-hmm.
And then I call a static method of the method handles called insert arguments in the sum handle I just got here and save it there. And later on, I can invoke the so-called partial applied function, let's say, or method, with another argument. This will actually print out the right answer, namely 44.
Mm-hmm. API abuse exception.
See?
So it works that way, it's not the other way around.
Yeah.
You just can replace the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can say it's an argument.
Yes,
you can give an
yes.
So you can also add.
Yeah. Much further the invoke
exact.
Yeah. This is the this var.
Ah, yeah.
So if you have var, it starts from the left. From starting from the first index on. So
You can't really.
But you can't really do. It looks nice, but yeah.
You can. Interesting because you can pass variables or wealth around with logic with space. That's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, those which maybe.
But this could be interesting because, for example, Scala is used to using Kotlin to do the dependency injection. Mm-hmm. And maybe some really use. I know that will be off topic, but.
I think the major thing is that invoke exact takes a var up.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful in the invoke exact to specify there and what you get then in the end. So.
Okay. What else?
So did you know that the Java 8 is possible to add
methods to it?
What's the fast one?
Can you? Yeah.
How does it?
It's a functionality.
Okay. Second. Four.
Command scroll.
Oh, okay.
If you have a label, it's command scroll.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay. See, it's much easier.
So, did you know that with Java 8 it's possible to have static methods on interfaces?
Yeah.
And if
we need to try and get that working.
And when I read that, I immediately thought, oh, well, maybe we can also add many methods to interfaces.
What?
And here's an example, as you can see. Just main method, do not ignore the body yet for the moment. And here from the class, which implements that. And now we have to do some things in here. Because if I run it, it will be run with an IntelliJ launcher.
Yeah, so how do you get around that?
Oh, 1 second. I just run from command.
So you sent me that example, and I was trying to actually somehow get information of the program that was being called by the launcher. But
so as you can see, I invoked the Java launcher with the main class without explicit main, so to say, and actually it starts. Mm-hmm. And if it was running, blah blah blah.
Can you make it bigger?
Command plus. Oh, sorry. Command plus. Yeah, okay. I need to make so. Okay. So. You see, it just produced some output, and if I look at the...
So you invoke the class, basically.
Yes, but the thing is, as I said, I passed the method without, the class without the main method, without the real main method to the Java launcher, but the Java launcher will just invoke the main method via JNI, so it just looks whether the main method is somewhere there, it doesn't matter where, exactly, and then it will run it. And in order to get the actual main class, which was passed to Java launcher, I followed a readout system property, which is set by the Java launcher. I don't know whether this also works in other JVMs or so, but at least here it works. And this can actually be used to simulate some similar things that you can do with Scala, for example, with the app trade or so, right? If you can make your application executed or your class executable somehow with a generic bootstrap around it, and then you can just instantiate to make a real main class, the main class which has to do our launcher, your reflection and so forth, and this is quite handy, I think.
Have you tried it on older versions using just normal class?
Class
A is static method and class B extends A.
This will work, at least as long as there are classes, of course, but not interface.
So I'm a little bit confused about this thing because when I have read a little about the spec, I knew that for adding concrete methods to interfaces, you have to use the default keyword.
No, this is just, these are two different things. Default methods are not a feature in Java 8, of course, that allows us to put on the default implementation for, let's say, instance methods or something, right? But in addition to that, they also support it to add static methods.
So you don't need basically collections class, and you can put all everything to collection directly, all the features, 50,000 static methods.
For example. So they chose not to.
So I've actually got a use case for that, by the way.
I'm good.
If you've got a unit test, that normally unit test is simply has a test somewhere in the list of your test. But sometimes you actually want to be able to also call it from the command prompt. Okay? And what I then do is I either use the security manager or some other mechanism that's security manager or construct an exception to find out where this is actually being called from, so I can write one method that I then use over and over again. Mm-hmm. So instead of having every unit test class that I want to enable like that, have a separate mechanism.
Yeah.
I will just have one basically main method which simply delegates through to a common unit test manager, which does everything. And so it would be quite nice to actually have that inside that with main.
Yeah. Right.
But I couldn't figure out, like when you call it from IntelliJ, how to get all of that.
Yeah, how to get rid of the wrapping launcher or something.
Exactly.
But just to show you guys what you mean, if I run this over that place.
Just run it from there.
Yeah, sure. One second. Here you can see it runs the. Yeah. Yeah, I had a previous run just open here. You can see here it starts the main class, which I just invoked with an IntelliJ specific launcher around it. So maybe, I don't know what's the.
But why there is no
main output?
Ah, okay, that's the output.
So actually, as you can see, the sun dot.
We could probably ask Dimitri.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the sun Java command does not output the Java main class, let's say, but also everything that was passed to the. To make us afterwards. So all the argument and so forth.
You'd have to fix that.
Really?
If they fixed that,
uh-huh.
Would it make life a little bit easier when you're trying to find the process with JavaScript?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Can you change just to set property to something else? Let's see.
What?
So after the main.
Yeah.
It's fine. Then change so system.set property.
Okay. After the main,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry, after printf, after printf, not after the main.
After. Okay.
Say system dot set property.
Yeah.
Some Java command. Comma the name of the class. Class of get name.
Okay.
With main.
Class.
Just say with main dot class dot get name. Let's type. Right, and then okay, and then what you do is you then after that you say thread dot sleep 1 million or whatever you want. Thread dot sleep 1 million. What a very large number. Dot days dot sleep one.
Okay.
A very long time. Oh man.
Okay. Jesus and days.
That's such a pity. I'm just getting used to this Mac keyboard. I used to have a Windows PC or Linux machine. And so you get used to the keyboard.
It's a horrible keyboard for coding, in my opinion.
You haven't tried the Swiss layout, believe me.
Was it like the French?
I actually...
Okay, so run that.
Yeah, I just run it.
And then disconnect it with JavaScript again.
Okay.
And see what it says.
See
if it lists it says as the name of the
class. I guess by the
time if you can access it, it'll finish. That's what I'm saying. That's it one day.
A little bit of topic, just because I saw it on the example that you have to throw an exception out of main. Who's in favor of check exceptions?
Yeah, you would say that. You would say that. So here's the story. Because you used to look for some.
The sort of half. As you can see, it's not an auto table. Right?
I had a. I sent out a newsletter once, a long time ago, many years ago. And I just made this comment, because it didn't really help. So just Yeah, so the name didn't work. I made the city comment saying, I think check exception should be scrapped. And I got four very angry emails. One of them I managed to convince that maybe there was some you know, reason to why I said that. The other three were working for Sun Microsystems at the time.
Okay, so that's basically
there are quite a few ways that you can convert a checked exception to an unchecked exception. But one of them has been turned off in Java 8.
Hmm?
Oh. I mean, the normal way is to wrap it.
Right? No, you can wrap it, that's the easy way. But there's also ways that you can throw it as an unchecked exception, even though it's a checked exception.
There's
generics, there's the but the thread stop that's turned off.
There's one bug too, there's a sneaky throws.
Yeah, that's used more for other ways. Okay, so.
So that's it. But that's also another way to throw a check exception in, just without declaring it and you throw it something. I think there's a
bug new instance,
a new instance of accept. Okay, so that's basically it. So actually, these examples were part of a small talk which I gave in my Java user group. And there it is, there are some other interesting things, but this, I think, out of scope for this topic. But maybe you all might already knew this, or know this, the thing, fun with strings, also from one of Heinz's newsletters. How you can change the string representation somehow that you can make this statement with the true, print out true. So, do you know how to do it?
Next question, sorry.
Do you know how to make this true?
Sadly, yes.
So, actually, all the magic is within this static initializer block. So, as you might know, if you use string literals in Java program, then these string literals refer to interim string instances. So, actually, if I use this string hello here and this string hello here, then they actually mean the same instance. Right? They point to the same instance. In this example, I just modified the string instance which the string hello points to, right here, and reset the char array, the back char array behind it, which is stored in a field called value, to the contents of string, the char array of hello. And if you do this, turn and run it.
And after that, say print out hello.
Yeah.
After that, so I say often it's a system print line hollow.
Yeah.
It's also
the same.
Okay.
Thanks.
Print it up.
And yeah. Do this. Run it. So, saying hello. Like.
True.
Yeah.
So, have any of you noticed how much the string form or the string structure has changed in the last few versions? In Java 6, it was the same as like Java 3. 1.3.
Mm-hmm.
It was this Java 8, right?
This Java 7, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Just
stay on Java 7. Just keep it there. Alright, so what we had in Java 6 was we had a char array,
mm-hmm.
we had an offset and a length,
mm-hmm.
and a cached hash code. Now in Java 7, we've got a char array value. We've got the hash, and we also have let's go down to 32-bit hash somewhere. Maybe we've taken it out. Hash 32. And so what they've done is the hash 32
is removed now.
Yeah, that's gone.
And
exactly.
I think update 40, some of these 40 is kind of in response.
Yeah, so in Java 8 that's gone as well. So that was supposed to be used for, like, I don't know, hash tables making it better. But I don't think it worked out quite.
Security. Yeah. Security. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
the collisions and services attacking the hashes.
Now, well, one of the problems is when they added the the 32-bit moment, when they added the hash code to, if you've got int char array, that would take up, on a 32-bit machine, would take up 16 bytes. Int is 8, plus a pointer would be 4. So it would actually take, sorry, it would take on a 32-bit machine 12 bytes. On a 64-bit machine, if you don't have compressed loops, it would take 16 bytes. But if you add another int for the hashing, the hash, not the hash that is the normal hash, then all of a sudden you've got 16 bytes on a 32-bit machine, but if it's not compressed loops, it's 24 bytes because it bumps up a one. Whereas now with the Java 7, with the new Java 8 version, you've just got the hash, which is 4 bytes, and then the pointer, which is 4 or 8 bytes, doesn't matter. But you're actually saving quite a bit. Something else, if you look at this hash 32, is you see that it can never, if it's uninitialized, it can never be, if it's initialized, it can never be 0. Okay, so you see if 0 equals h, so there we go. So it's not 0. So whereas the, if you look at the other hash code, if you find the other hash code method. This one assumes that if it's 0, then it hasn't been initialized yet, and it works it out again. So you can, there are quite a few letters which actually end up at 0.
The empty string is 0.
Yeah, but that's not as interesting. Because what you can do is, you can take like a combination of letters, say eight characters, and work out the hash code, and add more, and then you end up back at 0. Then, of course, you can take that and make a repeating pattern out of it. Do like 100,000 of those 8s together. And then have real fun because use it as a hash code. Because you can, you know, normally when you call the hash code, it will firstly, is it 0? If it's 0, work it out. But now, 0 is the actual value, so it works out over and over again. I never published that one, actually. Don't know.
Thank you, guys. We are out of time.
Oh,
okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
There are some interesting links and ideas about other programming languages and configurations. Just drop it in the region. Just the link. Just set the link to the region. Don't bother the comments. Just set the link. I will put a comment.
I want to
try
with the program. I just put it on the